This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Episode number 53.
Yeah.
What's up? We skipped a week. I went camping last week, dude. I had to get the fuck out of town. I had to get out in the woods.
Yeah? How was that? Tell us. Give us a little rundown.
It was great, man. I didn't wear shoes all weekend.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you get your tetanus shot?
It's not a bad idea, but I definitely walked out of there feeling a little sore on my feet.
It's pretty rugged, dude. How many beers did you consume over the weekend?
Well, we were only there for one night, so probably like
15.
Yeah. Yep, that's the magic number.
That's all know. Awesome.
Anyway, my name's Ian. That's Kevin.
Hello.
And Ryan the Beard.
Yo, yo, yo.
And episode 53 of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. What have you guys been up to this week? It's been sunny as balls.
It has been. It's been beautiful.
Yeah, man.
It's wonderful.
It's been a nice week. Worked on a new bunch of music stuff. Did a little bit of recording. Worked on some pre-production for my band and helping out a buddy of mine's band get their record.
Wait, hold on. I like how Ryan just sandwiched in, I did a little work on my band in between all this other shit that you're... We've been bugging you to get Pound stuff out for how long now?
It's been a while, man.
A couple of years.
I'm a perfectionist. It'll be out when it's out, and
okay.
It'll be worth it.
I'm still going to keep calling you out on that.
That's okay, man. My buddy Tony's parents were in town, and he had to work and do all this other stuff, and his folks are awesome. Super rad, kind of hippie-ish dudes from way back when. And
all right.
Yeah, so
So they smoke weed?
Oh, yeah. So
okay, that's the code word.
Yeah.
Oh, they're hippie parents. No, yeah. They just smoke weed, man.
So I played tour guide.
Cool.
It was a good time. It was fun. I went to go see a show at the at Numo's. Kind of ended up getting dragged there as folks wanted to go see it. It was I can't remember the name. Dan Deacon. That's who it was.
Dan Deacon. Electronic music.
Yeah, he's the guy who did the drinking out of cups video. You know, the being a bitch. Drinking out of cups.
I don't
have any.
Sorry, bro.
I'm not that in depth on the internet.
Yep. So, anyway, it was fun. It was weird.
I'm being a bitch.
Yeah.
Did you pop some Molly, start sweating?
I did not.
With some old hippie
folks? I do not take the appropriate drugs to get the full effect of that concert. That was some weird stuff.
I went to Gig Harbor and got a guitar. That's cool.
Yeah,
that is cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool one, too.
It's nice. It's like an Epiphone Les Paul. It's that left-handed.
It's the Honey Burst, like that Honey Sunburst.
Yeah,
looks like
man.
Slash's
that
guitar.
Light. Yeah.
It's
hella.
A beaut.
Nice,
Ace Frehley also played a guitar that looked a lot like that.
Yeah,
pretty,
man.
Maybe in like 3 months, I'll be able to play Smoke on the Water.
There you
Dude,
go.
You'll be able to play that in 5 minutes. Bam, bam. That's definitely a solid beginning track.
Do you remember when you learned how to play Smoke on the Water?
I learned how to play Smoke on the Water on the bass, so it was even easier.
Like you have one string.
It's one string.
Deal with.
Yeah, come on. I was like 14, so fuck you.
This week I also watched that documentary, the new Kurt Cobain documentary, Montage of Heck.
How was
it? How is it?
On HBO. It's really good, and it's disturbing. I mean, it's sad, obviously, the ending. We all know it.
Right.
It's a terror. It's but the way they splice his audio from interviews in with all kinds of visuals, pictures, journal entries, and also they do like animation, and it's pretty cool. It's you know it's just an odd thing seeing like this guy who's like this Northwest music icon, and you just see that he was kind of just a fucked up, depressed kid who
right
you know kind of loved. The idea of being like a Led Zeppelin, but also felt so much punk rock guilt that he like was shamed that he was
felt bad for getting big.
Exactly. Yeah. He just it was like a very conflicted human being. So it was interesting. And you know, it also everyone gives Courtney Love, and you know, for good reason, I guess. But at the same time, it kind of
she kind of sucks.
It paints a visual of just kind of being. I mean, she's fucked up. They were fucked up. The whole situation was fucked up. So if you were in that situation, it seems like it's not much room to judge because it was all just fucked up. But anyways, she seems to not really have made her way out of that hole.
Dude, have you seen Courtney Love recently?
I have not.
She's pretty rough looking, man.
Yeah.
She's gone through a lot of plastic surgery. She's got money, you know.
That's
so
true.
She's got the ability to do what she wants. And then Frances Bean, who is gorgeous, by
the she's
way.
A babe.
Like, mega babe. Looks like super like dark and gothic-y.
I've heard that she just like hates her dad, just doesn't even want to talk about Nirvana or anything like that.
Interesting. Just, huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard she just doesn't want to have anything to do with it, just can't stand it and just really despises it. Oh god, Courtney Love looks rough. Oh.
Well,
right.
Whew.
Anyways, documentary's pretty good. It's called Montage of Heck.
Good.
It's out on theaters now. I'd watch it on HBO because my roommate, the guy I'm staying with right now, he actually has HBO. It's fucking sweet. So we watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
and all
I have
that
HBO
shit.
Too. It's awesome.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. And have you guys seen that documentary on the Scientologist called Going Clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
man.
It's so effed up.
Oh, it's effed up.
I can't believe
Tom Cruise is so creepy.
That
with his unitooth. That tooth in the center of his skull.
That's
oh,
just like
so creepy.
Proof that human beings are just fucking dumb as shit.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Pretty much.
Thanks, HBO.
Yeah.
If you have the chance while you're over there, you should watch a lot of the Bill Maher, Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher.
Okay.
That show's great because it's on HBO and they can say whatever they want. And it's a great political talk show because he does bring on like all kinds of Republicans and like members of the religious community and stuff and actually like straight up asks them really.
He goes there.
Pointed question. Yeah, exactly. It's Politically Incorrect. Check that out on HBO if you can.
I'm interested to see who.
We need to go up. HBO's upstairs. Like,
we need
right
to go raid
us.
Their DVD cabinet.
Let's like dig a whole tunnel up through the roof into the prize cabinet and get all the seasons of Game of Thrones.
So the thing I'm interested in is seeing how this new Daily Show host is going to do, Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
He's from South Africa.
He looks funny, man.
Yeah.
I watched a bunch of his stand-up, and Jon Stewart had tweeted a video of his, and he said, if you're trying to get to know this guy, this is the stand-up video to watch, because it tells his whole backstory, and he really goes in depth with it, and man, he looks like a funny dude. I mean, I was cracking up at his stand-up stuff, and he seems like a really, really well-educated, well-rounded person, so I'm stoked for it.
I'm not stoked for it.
I mean, I'm sad to lose Jon Stewart, but I'm stoked.
Jon Stewart is The Daily Show.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, The Daily Show happened before Jon Stewart with, like, Craig Kilborn, right?
Yeah.
But nobody really remembers that because Jon Stewart has been such a staple. It's like, you know, he's like Peter Jennings.
He's the one that took it, yeah.
Hey, let me put it this way. I'm glad that if, instead of replacing it with some random guy, I'm glad they actually found what appears to be a really good fit, you know?
The thing about The Daily Show is that a lot of the people that were on The Daily Show went on to do all of the other stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I can't remember any of them.
Colbert Report.
Colbert, the dude who was in The Hangover, Steve Carell, was on The Daily Show back then, then
back
went on
the
to go on to do all these movies, 4-year-old
the
versions.
A lot of the writers from The Daily Show have gone on to write for all these really awesome big comedy movies and things like that.
Huh.
And it's a huge show. I would compare it to what The Simpsons was back in the day, like kind of like a farm league for people that are working on their comedy shops. Yeah.
And also, when I was up in journalism school up in Western, they were talking about how our generation trusts The Daily Show more than
most, there was like 15
quote-unquote reputable news sources.
15 years of actual news.
Yeah.
That was delivered to young people.
There's some satire in there, but at the same time, it's just commenting
on a lot of truth too.
All the news, and it's real.
It's funny how far down the rabbit hole we do. We do go. I did a lot of gardening this week.
Yeah,
that's all I did this week. After I got home from camping, I had the nature vibe, so I like tilled out part of my lawn and just planted a bunch of vegetables.
Oh, legit gardening.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like actual, not illegal gardening.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like gardening that I can eat. And my favorite thing I planted was some three big-ass pumpkin plants.
Yeah.
Cool.
Did you learn this from Cisco?
Oh, yeah. I used to have to get up at 4:30 in the fucking morning and go hang out with that guy.
Cisco is... Shout out to Cisco. What up?
Cisco's... Oh, don't you know Cisco is awesome.
Oh, I thought you meant Cisco. The guy that's like, that thong, the thong, thong, thong.
Yeah, with the silver head.
Yeah.
Had to wipe up...
4'5".
His spray-painted skull. Nope. That's it. I've been listening to a lot of old music, old rock and metal.
Yeah.
Like, I've been trying to catch up on, like, the entire Dio back catalog that I wasn't, like, super familiar with.
Okay.
A lot of Thin Lizzy this week.
Nice.
I listened to a lot of that. My neighbor came out this week while I was listening to Dio while I was gardening, and, like, I could tell that he had this, like, angry look on his face. He was going to come out and be like, you need to turn that down. And then once he got close and finally heard what it was, he just kind of was like, oh, okay. And then turned around and walked back in his house. I was like, okay.
He respects the Dio.
Right. He's like, oh, it's Dio. All right.
Never mind. I was going to say something.
Yeah.
If it was anything else.
You damn kids and you're Dio.
But it's fucking Dio. Good times.
Right. Well, it's about that time of the week. We got to catch you up, man. There's been a lot going on in the metal world.
Hell yeah.
A hell of a lot. There's so many different awesome ways to start this.
Well, I'm just going to say, I'm not even reading this news story, but there's a headline that says, watch Huntress's Jill Janus motorboat a woman.
Where is that news coming from?
Metalsucks.net.
God damn it.
So, yeah, you can check that out if you want.
That's not where I thought we were going to start.
Not really much to talk about there.
Speaking of respectable metal, Skid Row is in the news again. The only thing I've seen Sebastian Bach do any good recently has been on the Trailer Park Boys.
That's awesome.
That was great.
Some of those episodes that he's in are the best episodes they've ever done. But Skid Row turned down reuniting with Sebastian Bach for $250,000 per show.
Yeah.
For two shows. They're going to make $500,000, and their bass player didn't want to do it. Just straight up was like, nah.
Nah, we're good.
I'm good.
Yeah. Did you see Sebastian Bach playing at the Nectar?
Really?
Coming up here in Seattle? Yeah.
Wow. See, that's, there you go.
I don't have the date in front of me, but the Nectar, man.
How the mighty have fallen.
Weird.
The mighty. They have fallen. Sorry, Sebastian.
Sorry, dude.
We need to add that guy to the list of bands that we need to look out for when they come through. Some, he'll actually turn up and like put a fucking mud hole in your ass.
Uh-oh. So Faith,
you were talking.
Faith No More is going to be playing at Bumbershoot this year. They just came through, totally sold out show at the Paramount. They have a new record coming out. And apparently they had Duff McKagan play their GIMP live on stage with the GIMP mask, the full leather, and all that stuff. Duff McKagan, of course, of ex-Velvet Revolver, Guns N' Roses. Duff McKagan, loaded, big friend of KISW, is a GIMP. He is a BSDM. Is that what it is? BSDM? BDSM?
BDSM. There you go.
All right.
I'm going to beat your balls with a whip.
I'm trying to get into that world.
You can make money doing that.
Holler.
You got a bald head, you could like slither into that latex suit.
Oh, no.
There you go.
I'm trying to get some meat hooks on
backfired.
My back.
Backfired.
Trying to hang. But...
Jesus Christ.
The truth comes out. In episode 53.
That's the real reason why Kevin shaved his head. It had nothing to do with hair.
You don't get to delete that.
I'm just playing.
Why did a dude drop $5,000 to hang out with Dave Mustaine for like an hour?
Well,
that was like one of
the
things.
What's the punchline?
The Kickstarter for their new record or something like that they're trying to do?
Dude drops $5,000 for a songwriting session with Dave Mustaine. Disappoints parents. That's great.
$5,000, man.
There's a lot of things you could do with $5,000.
It's a songwriting session, so he's going to help you write a song. A songwriting session, a sit-down. It's one of the band's campaign to crowdfund their next... They don't need to fucking do that. Why are they doing
Megadeth
that?
Is crowdfunding their next record?
They're just like, we don't want to pay for it.
We don't want to be on a record label anymore.
You can pay for it.
You have money.
That's a lot of money, dude. $5,000.
Send me money.
That's like a $5,000 crack party. Maybe that's just me and my white center neighborhood.
Probably.
So this guy spent $5,000 and he got to hang out with a...
I wonder what's going to happen.
...moderately boring dude.
I wonder what kind of insane he said during their lesson. I wonder if he was in the middle of just okay... So next you're probably going to want to go to the 5th. By the way, you know Obama's not really from the United States, right?
Dude's like, hey, okay. Dave, can we focus on the...
Yeah, can you just show me how to riff a little bit faster?
God, that dude, yeah. Dave, yeah. Stay out of the media, bro.
Hello, Dave. It's me, Dave.
Soulfly is coming back on a tour with Soilwork and Decapitated.
Sweet.
Super awesome.
They're coming in October, rounding out the year. I can't believe we're already talking about rounding out 2015.
Ugh, that's weird.
October 3rd at Studio 7. Soulfly, Soilwork,
Decapitated.
That'll be cool.
Sweet. Well, Archspire is also going to be coming back, and they're going to be touring alongside, let me see here, Aborted, Fit for an Autopsy, and Dark Sermon.
What's the deal with the Seattle date? It says to be TBC.
TBC.
What is that?
I believe it's going to be at Studio 7. And it's May 27th.
We need to get on that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Why aren't we on that?
We'll get on it.
Send an email.
You send an email.
Send a fucking memo. Yeah, I know. You guys talked about Gruesome last week on Metal Shop?
While I was gone?
Yeah, we played brand new music by them. They're sick.
It's members of Exhumed, Possessed, Malevolent Creation.
Sounds like a super old school death metal.
And Dirketta.
With that classic death metal crunch.
Death metal crunch?
Crunchy, crunchy.
Well, you might recognize this song right here. Apparently, these guys have been covering Black Magic since 1984. It says that Death was never a band that had a lot of covers, but they did occasionally close their set with a rendition of Black Magic. And it's a cover that dates as far back as an old 1984 Death / Montas rehearsal. So we felt it would be appropriate. So... They were considering The Exorcist by Possessed, but since they were doing this already, they said, screw it. Slayer cover, that's cool.
Yeah!
Skip halfway in.
Yeah!
Breaking them up. Loving in sorrow. Crying in love.
Sweet.
Sweet meats.
Some Slayer. All right, well, that just makes me feel better about the day.
Gruesome covering Slayer. Check it out.
Check it.
Six Feet Under has a new music video out. It's called Open Coffin Orgy. Directed by Mitch Massey. He's worked with Whitechapel, The Cattle Decapitation, does some pretty effed up stuff. And yeah, so new Six Feet Under, Open Coffin Orgy. Obviously, you can't see it, but you can check out what it sounds like.
I haven't seen this yet.
Orgy.
I'm waiting for something really nasty to happen. I feel like we're on our way there. Oh, yep, naked babes. Oh, there's like intestines being wrapped around people's necks. Oh, yeah, it's
Chris Barnes is awesome.
It's gross. Oh, they've got saws. There's people. Shotguns. Yeah, it's great. Death metal, man. Ain't nothing like it.
Wow.
Cool.
Good times. Blind Guardian, Gravedigger are going to be playing alongside, I believe some local bands is what's going to be happening, and they're going to be going all the way across the United States to Studio 7. That's the destination point for us. November 17th, Blind Guardian, Gravedigger.
When we first started Metal Shop, what was the documentary from When the Light Takes Us?
Yeah.
We interviewed those guys. That was like right out of the gate for us in like 2010.
Uh-huh.
And remember how fucking upset they were when we referenced Lords of Chaos? They were like, that book is inaccurate. That is a complete misrepresentation of Norwegian black metal.
Okay.
And death metal.
I do remember that, yeah.
Well, that book, Lords of Chaos, is being made into a movie now.
Oh.
So it's becoming a movie version of the book. It's going to be produced by Ridley Scott's Scott Free London and directed by Jonas Åkerlund. Rory Culkin. Is
that Macaulay Culkin's son?
His little brother.
Brother, yeah, sorry.
His
could
son.
Be a son.
Who was in Scream 4 and Signs, if you remember him in Signs.
Yeah.
And Caleb Landry Jones, who was in X-Men First Class and Byzantium. They are confirmed for leading roles in the film. So basically, like, Varg and Euronymous, or what? Like, I don't even know.
Wow.
So it's going to be...
I can see a Culkin kid as death.
So the pick follows 17-year-old Euronymous, who is determined to escape his traditional upbringing in the 1980s Oslo. He becomes fixated on creating, quote, true Norwegian black metal music with his band Mayhem, and creates a phenomenon by using shocking stunts to put the band's name on the map. But as the lines between publicity and reality start to blur, acts of arson, violence, and a vicious murder... shock the nation.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. So we'll find out. They're going to, publicize that.
I'll see it.
We all will.
That'd be interesting. What? I can't imagine. Ah, oh, man, Varg on the big screen. Enough to pimp his ego even more.
God, no kidding.
George Colias of Nile is now streaming a new track called Buried Under the Flames. He is doing a solo record, which is called Invictus. Yeah, and
it's
it has Mike
Papadopoulos.
On guitar. Papadopoulos. Mike Papadopoulos.
Man, this album cover rules, too. That's a cool album cover.
Mike Papadopoulos. That name is fucking sweet. I wish that was my name.
Right, Mike Papadopoulos. What's your name, Mike Papadopoulos?
It's a duck. Sounds like Nile.
Dun, dun, gee, dun, dun, I wonder dun, why. Dun,
dun, dun. It's good stuff.
I'm going to skip like 75%. Same riff. It sounds more black metal, though. I like it.
I thought, cool.
I think this record's going to be really good.
Only if they have more Mike Papadopoulos.
That's my new favorite thing. It's coming out the 18th of May. Or the 19th of May. Mike Papadopoulos.
Good stuff.
That's my new Facebook password. Good luck spelling that sh**.
Mike Papadopoulos?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do it. P-O. P. I'm just playing.
Papadop.
Perp-derp.
My face hurts.
Cool. Well, Arch Enemy has premiered a new music video for Stolen Life. This features, of course, Jeff Loomis. The Loom of Doom.
This record came out a year ago, War Eternal, but they just re-released this music video with him, as you were mentioning, kind of just randomly interjected, like,
yeah,
but sweet, so like Loomis,
oh, yeah,
sweet,
no,
solo part.
All the leads are awesome. I'm not trashing.
And you'll definitely be able to pick it out. Let's wait until you hear the first one and see if we all notice at the same time. All the light bulbs go. And then it stops. Back to the song.
Yeah.
Really did get pretty melodic, didn't they?
Oh yeah.
It didn't used to be like that.
No, it did not.
Trust me, I love that kind of metal. But
they were always pretty melodic. They've really stepped it up. Oh,
here's another Loomis part. Hold on. Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's really cool, but I mean when I look for a Jeff Loomis solo, I'm always expecting these big, huge, awesome, well thought out
guitar porn.
Yeah, and these really,
they're kind of teasing you
big
a little
things.
Bit.
Yeah, yeah. It's just kind of, oh hey, by the way, we have Jeff Loomis in the band now. Weedle weedle weedle.
Weedle.
And moving on.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want to hear a new album.
Yes,
that's,
it needs
that's
to be
what
like,
I want to hear.
It needs to be interwoven.
I hope he has like input, like say in the songs.
It's
in
like
the
Ryan said a few weeks ago. If you got a guy like that in your band and you're not letting him write songs,
You're effing up.
Yeah. Totally.
The Haunted have a new record coming out.
Nice.
Or they have at least started writing it. They just put out a record last year or two on 2014. Exit Wounds is a pretty good record. Pretty heavy. So they're not sitting down and waiting. They got a new record that they're going to be putting out. Or they're going to record it at in August and September. So they're going to release it before the end of 2015. So two records in 2 years.
Well, that's cool.
Good for them.
Wow. Ozzy Osbourne donated $10,000 to a bunch of students aged 7 to 14 who covered Crazy Train
on xylophones.
Yeah, called the Louisville Leopard Percussionists, and their video went viral and got picked up by NPR, and then Ozzy Osbourne sent them a check. He said himself,
they've all got vibra slaps.
Family and his fans loved the rendition of Crazy Train.
Sounds like the X-Files.
And this is pretty cool, man.
Sounds like Unsolved Mysteries.
These kids are awesome.
Someone give him a copy of Blizzard of Oz.
This is so awesome.
And the kid nails the solo, too.
They've got better pitch than Ozzy.
Ooh, so weird.
I think it's at the 2:30 mark the solo comes in.
Alright. I'm gonna skip up a little bit.
They got a bassist and a keyboardist.
And kids actually playing an actual drum set too, which is cool.
Kid kneeling down.
Oh,
This is awesome.
Oh, that's the coolest thing.
Take my eyes off.
Okay, all right, that's enough.
That was awesome.
You gave him $10,000. That rules. That's a feel good story all around, I think.
Hella.
Somebody put a fucking guitar in one of those kids' hands. How about that?
Sounds like a good idea.
I think it's a fundamental learning process of like knowing what notes are and how music works and what music physically looks like. I think all those kids could go on and do some pretty cool shit.
Absolutely.
We need more music for young people, man. I think that's important. Of all varieties.
If you start when you're 7 years old, you'll be a badass.
Kevin, it doesn't matter how old you are. It's true. Just got your first guitar. Or not your first real functioning guitar.
Yeah.
I spent an hour trying to resurrect that Stratocaster.
Dude, man. I know. I tried. I gave it a shot, too. It was missing a couple of nuts down at the bottom, so two of the strings you just couldn't have on it. So
bummer.
I started on a Squire Stratocaster though.
Yeah, man.
So
not ripping on the somewhere. Squire Strats.
No, hell yeah. Cryptopsy has a they're gonna release a series of EPs called The Book of Suffering. They're gonna put out new music more often.
Nice.
So good. Basically they're writing more quality songs or less quantity, higher quality of songs. It's like Phil Anselmo said a few years ago. He's like, I'm never doing a full length again. Just EPs.
Yeah.
Put out short bursts of good music. And then if you feel like whatever you're going to put out sucks.
Because people don't listen to the entire album.
Right.
Who listens to an entire record?
I know that Steve Rock would be pumped on that, man.
Do you, Ryan? Are you like, I'm going to put on a record and just listen to this?
He does.
Yeah, I wish I had one of those. You know, that's something I should take an effort to actually doing, is just like listening to a record and just enjoying the record instead of bouncing around with ADD.
It's got to be something to grasp me, though. I'll listen to, I'll kind of do the radio skim through, you know, just listen to a little bit here and there of each song. And if something grabs my ear, I might listen for a little bit longer. But if it's a band I'm really into, I make it a point to sit down and listen to the record, you know.
Because it changes your opinion of the band.
It really
does.
You gotta
like listen to the full statement.
Yeah.
Unless it really sucks, and then you're like, ah.
Listen to the statement.
Do I have to listen to 7 more songs of this? Yes.
Speaking of statements, Gwar has parted ways with Kim Dila in a statement that they're not going to deal with the drunkenness. Apparently, something like that. I don't know. It was a series of Facebook messages back and forth on a public Facebook page of Kim.
Drama.
A.K.A. Vulvatron.
Really?
She was fired back in January, apparently, and everything was fine and good and whatever. She was over it. Fine, at least. Not commenting on it. But they did mention recently that they may resurrect the character with someone else playing it. And that's
they're like, we like...
Hit the fan. She was bummed, and you know, she was like, I helped do the makeup, I helped do all of the suit or whatever, she helped design it. So they just, you know, they had a lot of beef.
Beefing.
But Gwar did part ways apparently back in January, so it's not new news there. But
well,
it's
news to me.
But it is. And no more boobs in Gwar. Bummer.
Bassist Craig Gruber died on Tuesday. At the age of 63, after battling with prostate cancer, Craig Gruber was the original bass player in Rainbow.
Mega bummer.
He's the one who played on the first Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow.
Okay.
Which Ritchie Blackmore later went on to say should have been called Ritchie Blackmore and Ronnie James Dio's Rainbow. But at the time, it was his project, and that's the first and only record that the guy played on. But he also played with Gary Moore on Victims of the Future. And played with a bunch of other bands in the 80s and so on and so forth.
Gary Moore's no slouch, man. He's got quite the resume. That Rainbow record is so good too.
Well, dude, Man on the Silver Mountain,
flawless.
In 1981 was when that came. Actually, it was before that even. 1975 is when that record came out. 1975.
Damn.
That's the beginning of, you know, that's the primordial ooze of what metal crawled out of, my friends.
I feel that.
That is the metal right there. So rest in peace to him. We'll be playing some Rainbow on Metal Shop this evening.
A little bit more news about Gwar. They're actually going to be releasing a book called Let There Be Gwar. It's a behind-the-scenes history of the Most Outrageous Band, featuring over 30 years of documentation with photographs and, you know, crazy stuff. Lots of stories, photos throughout the years, pictures of their actual suits, their costumes, and all of the stage props and, you know, insane stuff that Gwar's known for.
You know, a little coffee book table.
It's over 350 pages.
Wow. For the real fans. Did you guys ever see Strangeland, that Dee Snider movie? Back in the day in the 90s? I remember seeing...
No, I didn't.
I heard it was weird.
Well, okay. Yeah, I remember seeing it on previews of it on VHS tapes in the 90s. And obviously Dee Snider from Twisted Sister is a metalhead and a rock guy. But this is at a time when there was, like, this movie was f***ed up. Like, it was a torture movie.
Yeah.
So this guy would capture people and, like, sew their mouths and eyes shut and, like, pierce them all up in weird, like, f***ed up ways. It was f***ed up. And so the soundtrack had System of a Down, Seven Dust, Soulfly, Slipknot, Kid Rock, Cold Chamber, Twisted Sister, Megadeth, Pantera, Marilyn Manson. So it's getting a reboot. It's going to be called The Howling. And there's going to be a two-part project. So Strangeland's going to get a reboot. Maybe it'll have another heavy soundtrack.
Hmm. Huh.
Now that there's like a firm like torture genre like Saw and Hostel and I don't know, what would it be like?
Well, that was kind of before
Human Centipede.
Well, Strangeland came out kind of before the horror, the torture genre
right.
thing was really a thing to
exactly.
begin with, you know?
So it's cool, man. Reboot. If you like horror movies, check it out.
So this news piece right here is talking about how Kerry King actually defended himself against accusations that he wasn't emotional enough about Jeff Hanneman's death. And I don't know. Kerry King honestly just doesn't seem like a guy who would show too much emotion anyway, so what are they really expecting? But at the same time, he did do what he called a moment of noise at the Revolver's Golden Gods to shout out Jeff Hanneman because he said, you know, this guy doesn't want a moment of silence. He's Jeff f***ing Hanneman, you know? Let's give him a moment of noise. So that was, like, one of his one way to, like, really acknowledge it. And obviously he talks about him on stage every night, but I guess people were saying that he just was emotionless and whatever and were giving him shit for it. So that's weird.
There's a guy named...
People got to be worried about that shit.
Right. That's where it, like, stoops into, like, TMZ. Like, fucking leave Kerry King alone, dude. It's like one of his best friends just fucking died. Like, fuck off. James Evans is this dude in Kentucky who posted some Exodus lyrics on his Facebook page. Exodus lyrics about school shootings, which had happened, like, that he had written about Virginia Tech. And the cops showed up to his house and fucking arrested him. Well, now... The ACLU has filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of him against the county that had arrested him for, like, detaining him and, you know, infringing on his civil rights. Because you shouldn't be fucking arrested for shit you say on Facebook.
Unless it's some serious shit.
Unless you're like, here's my plan that I'm going to take my gun and walk into this school and I'm going to shoot this teacher in the face and all that. It was like a vague... I wish that they had this the passage right in front of it, but it was clearly like song lyrics, like avant-garde poetry style stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the thing now. We've got these dudes that rolled up to the Muhammad cartoon thing in Texas this last week and got shot up. And they're all complaining because they posted about it on Facebook and Twitter and nobody went to arrest them. So now it's like, are we going to get arrested for saying whatever we want on Facebook and Twitter?
Well,
we may just
people
might.
Should be aware that there's real world consequences for the that they say on social media.
Well, there's a difference because these two dudes who rolled up and did this in Texas were like tweeting back and forth with ISIS. Yeah. That this guy is just a dude sitting in his fucking living room, like listening to a metal record, going, "Man, that relates to the situation. I'm gonna post that."
Yeah.
And it says right here in his interview, he said, they never even cuffed me. They just put me in the back of the car. They knew it wasn't dangerous. They were kind of shocked, too, because they thought it had been resolved. They just had to serve it because it was in their jurisdiction.
Weird.
So they showed up at his workplace and issued his arrest warrant at work.
Oh, that fucking sucks.
That's a bummer.
For posting some Exodus lyrics?
Right.
Garbage.
The song was Class Dismissed, which was on the Exhibition A record that had the dude that just got fired from Exodus. Can't remember what his name is now. See, that's how fast they just fade away. Rob Dukes.
Yep.
Well, it's about that time in the podcast where we descend to a new lows. This week, we get help from our friends in Gwar. It's brutal poetry, too hot for radio. And this week, Kevin's going to be tackling the Salamanizer. Kevin, take it away. Wet your palate.
Here's a little something from a god to a slave. I never should have been let out the fucking microwave. We're on this planet and we're running amok. I should give a shit, but I don't give a fuck.
I don't.
Ever since I was a scum dog, I blew a cod. I need a motherfucking suck a dick a lick along. Burning a mall or two, blowing the load I spew.
Blow it.
You don't want to fucking fuck me? I'll fuck you! This is your ass and I'm in it. My man, sexy, will f*** you up in a minute. With an axe, sword, mace, pike, you're limbless. Then I'll f*** your ass till it's rimless. Oh, you humans always screaming. Oh, as you suckle on my oh, and this is always steaming. A drunk, a pervert, a junkie, and a sodomizer. But you can call me the Salamanizer.
Salamanizer.
Give and to give and to give and to give and to... My life is a luxury so filled with hate. I got 50 slaves heaping maggots on my plate. From my fortress in Antarctica, I watched the world die on my Sony Trinitron that switched to Channel 5. Back on the road, it's no lie. Stupid fucking humans pay money to die. Crushed in the pit, nailed to the stage, I only sulk the souls that are underage.
Give us some snaps. The almighty Odorous Arungus. Rest in peace. That's brutal poetry, too hot for radio. How are we going to go out? Interview with our friends in Witch Ripper?
Yeah, Witch Ripper.
Thanks for listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass number 53.
See you next time.
Don't suck any underage souls.
And we're in the studio right now with a band called Witch Ripper.
What up?
Hello, fellows.
Hey.
These guys have a rad show on May 20th at the Sunset with Eris, Maeve, and Swamp Heavy. Yeah. So thanks for coming in, fellas.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
man.
You.
A huge honor.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
It's glad to be on at 10 o'clock, too.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Right?
Like, Metal Shop
brutal.
At 10.
When does that happen? This is awesome.
Prime time, baby.
It's very rare, man.
Saturday night.
Big time, boys.
When you going to the club?
What do we call that? You're going to get... It used to be called the Colbert bump, but now it's the Metal Shop bump.
I like it.
Someone's doing a bump.
The fact that
we're getting bumped.
Death metal at not 4 in the morning makes me really happy.
Well, next year we'll be playing David Letterman. You know, it's you know.
This is the big time.
They'll be calling.
Forward and onward.
So, I would just like to mention that Witch Ripper is possibly one of the coolest band names locally, if not, you know, just out there. Witch Ripper. I love it.
Rip
it's awesome.
It.
So you guys rip witches. It's not like you're wondering which ripper it was that ripped. It's
yeah,
Ryan. You're already. It's too early to be playing. You know,
you're blowing my mind.
Phonetics, man. There aren't that many H's in it.
That's why he's in the side room.
Let's go. Let's do an introduction. Start here. Let's go around the room. Just say your name and what you do in the band. Let's put some voices to some.
I'm John. I play bass.
My name is Curtis. I do vocals and play guitar.
I'm Colton. I play guitar.
Oh, sorry. Say it again.
My name's Colton. I play guitar.
There we go.
I'm Joe. I play drums.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Do we have the whole band here? We missing anybody?
No, we got
this
everyone
is the
here.
Whole band.
Surprisingly awesome. Enough, we actually all came together.
Everyone was able to have a Saturday night off.
They outnumber us now, too, so they could just beat us to a bloody
pulp. You guys are screwed.
Take over.
So just give us a little idea of like when you guys started, when you guys became a band. Are you guys from here in the Northwest? Are you transplants?
Kind of. Grew up here, but I spent a lot of time in Minnesota, and then... When I decided to move back to Seattle, I was like, hey, I really want to move back to play music. I mean, Seattle, why? Who doesn't want to play here and play music?
Of course. Yeah.
So I recorded an EP and then moved my butt back here and was like, hey, I need to find members of this band. Because I had this idea for Witch Ripper. I want to do this really cool thing with it. And I need to find members. So honestly, I put out ads on Craigslist. I hit up friends. Like, you just kind of do whatever you do because I was so new to the city, I didn't really know many people.
Right.
And John, the bass player.
I moved here from Nashville and was trolling Craigslist, honestly, looking for the same thing. And
I've got to say, you're like trolling in a sea of weirdos.
Yeah, we are.
Craigslist.
But Curtis had a rad EP, and I got to hear it and was like, hey, I hit him up.
Yeah, he sent like an actual like real email versus like pro gear, pro attitude, let's do this. Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Come on. I'm here to shred.
That's cool. So how long have you guys been a band now?
About 2 years now, actually.
Yeah, right about there.
Yeah.
So before we get into some music and let it speak for itself, like, who are some of your biggest musical influences as a band? Like,
it always boils down to Satan, let's be honest.
All right. Satan. You're in the right place.
And Satan spawned Black Sabbath and Slayer, so.
Are you guys a Gorgoroth tribute band? Is that what's going on?
We're getting there.
No, just a Gaul tribute band. Nice. Just his life.
Practicing on covers.
Oh, man. These guys know their stuff. Awesome. Let's get into it. Witch Ripper. We got a few songs from them, talking to them throughout the evening. This song is called Space Debris. Any words before we launch it?
It's about space.
Debris.
I like it.
Witch Ripper. Get lunar, man.
This is Metal Shop. More from these guys. It's 99.9 KISW. on Metal Shop 99.9 KISW. Space Debris, the first song we're playing from those guys tonight. I like it, man. I really like that a lot. It's very heavy.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
Are you guys aware that Down has a song called Witch Tripper?
They have Witch Tripper, and it's not Down. No, it is Down.
Yeah.
They wrote it after you, man.
Those guys.
They were like,
those guys. Me and Phil are pretty tight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Brother.
You guys, brothers.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hang out, hang out shows awesome. And stuff.
All right. Well, speaking of, you know, maybe like Phil and other influential musicians, what got you guys into heavy music?
Dude, so...
What lit the fire, man?
12 years old, walking into a record store, seeing this album that had a bunch of crosses on the front of it, and then like, oh, what is this? Master of Puppets, first CD I ever bought with my own money. Hooked from then on.
Master.
Oh, I mean, yeah. And then I found Pantera. I was like, does this guy have like distortion on his voice? What is he doing? I had no idea. My brother told my dad that the album was about sodomy, and he tried to take it away. He was just trying to mess with me. He's like, these guys write songs. He's like, yeah. And so that was my...
then they listened to Use My Third Arm, and they were like, oh.
Ooh, about that.
Heavy. Yeah,
maybe it actually is.
Yeah. I don't know these other guys. Like,
yeah, what are you guys into? What got you guys into heavy music?
Man, I heard early Black Flag, and when they got weird and slow and heavy, that's what really like drew me in. It was cool. And of course, you know, Black Sabbath, Slayer, anything fast and loud, that was mean.
Alienating weirdness of Black Flag. That's awesome.
Now, what are some of the bigger shows you guys have played? Like, if any of the Metal Shop fans listening might have seen you elsewhere out in the metal community...
We opened for Fall of Troy back. We opened for Fall of Troy, October? I think, yeah.
Yeah.
6 months ago.
That's awesome.
Ish. Yeah.
Another good local band.
You know, I was really stoked. The band Aris, those guys I look up to a lot. They're a great band. They asked us to play their CD release show, and that was a super fun show at Lo-Fi. It was packed. We turned our fog machine on too much, and it got way too bad. Like,
yeah, you need to be able to see your hands in order to play music. That's definitely important.
It was pretty bad.
So, Curtis, you mentioned that you moved to the Northwest, and you've worked with all kinds of bands, with Iron Thrones, Moose Gigantus.
Moose Giganticus. I know, they couldn't have named that any worse, right?
I'm just like, like I was saying, my Hooked on Phonics aren't working tonight, man.
Dude, it happens.
How'd you end up working with these guys? What's it like working with those bands, man?
Well, Iron Thrones was just like my Minneapolis band. We had a chance to do a lot of stuff. It's like the Scion guys, they put on a bunch of awesome music festivals, and we won one of these like Battle of the Band kind of contests with Scion, which kind of elevated us to be able to like, kind of tour the country much and stuff like that. Yeah, it was a great experience. Those guys were great. Everyone we met with that was super friendly, and I have nothing but great things to say about the Scion guys. The Moe Giganticus stuff was like, as I was on band with Iron Thrones, we played a couple shows with these guys, and I got hooked up with the A&R rep from Relapse Records. And he was like, hey, you know, every once in a while we need, like, touring musicians to go on, like, play guitar with our bands or something like that. And so that's how I hooked up with Moe Giganticus, and that was a super fun tour. Got to do South by Southwest, which, if I don't know if you've ever gone to Texas, like, it is the hottest place on earth.
Oh, yeah, it's unrelenting.
Coming from Minnesota, it was, like, you know, 10 degrees out in March, and then going to, like, Austin, Texas, where it's 81 degrees, and, like, I'm, at the time, had, like, long hair and a big beard, and I was just sweating and dying, and, like, I mean... The crotch smell was bad, for sure.
Gold Bond is your friend, man.
Yeah, and we were on tour in a freaking vegetable oil tour bus, so we all smelled like French fries and crotch sweat.
There's worse things to smell like, though.
Taco Bell.
Are there really worse things to smell like than French fries and crotch sweat?
You could be operating on a porta potty, dude.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're not operating on methane gas.
We weren't that far off. Yeah. I'll say that.
All right, well, we've all got our own adult beverages here. I mean, hell, it's a metal shop. Before we play another song from you guys, if you could pick a beverage to pair... with Witch Ripper, what would it be?
The cheap flat beer we're drinking right now.
Oh, not like a fuzzy navel? Come on.
I'm more of an Appletini kind of guy, personally.
Okay, there we go. The truth comes out.
I like it.
Don't hate on it.
I like your style.
Appletini's, mimosas, you know, all the big ones.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mules, Bartles and James. Good stuff. So fine malt liquor.
Witch Ripper in the studio, and they decided their drink. We're going to play some more of their music.
Yeah, let's play Hydra right now. You guys down?
Yeah, man.
All right,
totally down.
This is Metal Shop. Witch Ripper in the studios. It's The Rock. Witch Ripper here on Metal Shop. 99.9 KISW. These guys are badass. We are in studio at 206-421-ROCK-77999 via text. This is your direct link to talk to a real-life band. Oh, my God. And we've got more from these guys, more from Witch Ripper next. It's Metal Shop. You know, we as metal fans and music fans have to wade through a lot, just a lot of music, a lot of releases, a lot of bands. So we are happy here on Metal Shop to be shining a spotlight on a great, great local band by the name of Witch Ripper. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in and playing some music for us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. We wanted to talk again about your show coming up on May 20th at the Sunset. Sunset, where is that for people who don't know?
That's in the old Ballard.
The old Ballard.
Beautiful Ballard.
Nice.
Fisherman's Piers.
Ballard, Washington.
That place is great. They remodeled it. It's awesome.
And you can have a couple drinks while you're there.
A few.
We encourage that.
Yeah, we highly do.
Four or five.
You guys are going to be playing with Aris, Math, and Swamp Heavy. Is that Math?
It's Math.
Is it
Math.
Okay.
Math?
Right on.
No, it's Math.
Okay, it's Math.
Now, speaking of which, who are some other good local bands that people should check out? Who are some of your guys' favorite local bands?
He Who's Ox Is Gored, top of my list for sure.
Those guys work really hard, man.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's some a lot of homies. Definitely Fall of Troy. They've been good to us.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's so many good bands. There's the big bands like the Helms of Lee. Those guys are sound great.
Killer.
Every time.
Always.
That's one band that every other local band keeps saying, Helms of Lee, Helms of Lee.
Because they kill it. Locally, I mean, like, there's
a band. They're good to you.
Yeah. There's a band called UN, just UN. They play this melodic doom metal. Every time they play, I try to go to their shows. You will be crushed every time. They do a fantastic job.
Sweet.
Monty. I love seeing Tacos. They tear my face off every time.
Tacos. Shout out to Lupe. She's the woman of the Seattle scene.
So many good bands in the Northwest.
Absolutely.
Rock, heavy metal, punk, hardcore. So much good stuff.
The ska loud? Is that a thing?
One
More
of my buddies,
horns.
My buddy was at bartending at.
Don't hate on the ska.
My buddy was bartending at Anchor this week, and he was playing just ska for 5 hours.
Why is that? Like,
is he still alive?
Near the bar.
It's the most hated genre of music.
I haven't heard from him since. Why? Then. I don't know where he is right now. I hope
yeah,
it's probably
Jacob,
best.
I hope you're still alive, Jacob.
Trombones.
Yeah. We're gonna play one more song from you guys before we continue on with Metal Shop, but. We wanted to give you an opportunity to, you know, shout out your online presence. Where can we find you?
Absolutely.
If we like it, how can we find it?
You know, pretty active on Facebook and Instagram, stuff like that. Twitter's great. For downloading our music, go to our Bandcamp. It's just Witchripper at Bandcamp. Or if you Google our band name, it's the first thing that pops up all the time.
Lots of YouTube videos are out there.
Absolutely. We're really easy to
find.
Some
live videos.
I'm noticing this song is called Queen of the Green.
It's not about drug use. Okay, it's about drug use.
I was going to say it.
You infer what you want.
It's not that we encourage drug use at our shows.
We just don't disencourage it.
Yeah, no, I actually encourage it.
I'd say you guys need to stick around for the dub sack.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite in the distance, man. We'll see if we can make it through.
Drugs.
Queen of the Green, thanks again to Witch Ripper.
Stay in school.
Drugs.
And, we're going to get
thank
this,
you guys.
This interview is going to go up on our Metal Shop Backstage Pass podcast on KISW this week.
Drugs.
Witch Ripper on Metal Shop. Yeah!
this has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.